Good morning and Merry Christmas. This is my last day of the week. Remember, at 11 o'clock, we'll have the mayor of New Bedford joining us, John Mitchell. I believe we're now joined by Tim White from WPRI. A lot going on. They've been on top of the Brown University shooting, and they also have this wonderful four-part special running on the Mafia on their website. Watch it, their TV app. We'll talk more about that with Tim White. Let's go to the phones. Good morning.
Hey, Chris. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend, as well. Before we get into the Monocchio special, which is amazing, how I watched you all the way through that shooting. You did amazing coverage, your whole team down there. Where are we now with that shooting at Brown University? They're chopping some heads down there at Brown University, I see.
Yeah, Brown University is not going to look the same that it did a month ago, even, Chris. I mean, there is a reckoning happening over there. As you point out, the vice president of public safety is on leave right now, and they brought in a well-respected law enforcement official, former Providence Police Colonel Hugh Clements, who was actually had been working for the feds in a program called COPS for a while. But he's back up. Oh, hold on one second. He's back up, and I actually was I reached out to him today. He's already at Brown University taking control of the public safety part of things. And, you know, I think Colonel Clements is going to have a lot of wind in his sails in terms of he'll have the authority to make a lot of significant changes at Brown University because of what happened. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the next 6 months to a year in terms of what will Brown look like a year from now.
We speak with Tim White from Channel 12 WPRI. So, Tim, first off, this special four-part series, people have a lot of time now over the holiday to binge it. Talk about it.
So The Last Dawn of Providence profiles the life and times of former Patriarca crime family boss Luigi Baby Shacks Monocchio. And as you and I have talked about, Chris, you know, our thesis on the whole project is his life really parallels the rise and fall of the New England crime family, born in 1927, lived to 97 years old. He was ultimately brought down in a federal investigation that hit him in 2011 when he had stepped down as boss because of that investigation. So we, you know, episode 4 dropped last Monday, and as you say, that's all 4 of them are out now. It's a 4-part series, so people can watch those on our free 12 Plus app.
Tim, I mean, Louis Monocchio's reach, like the entire crime family, was all over New England. He went into Maine, mm-hmm. all through Connecticut. He had a parallel government, right?
Yeah, the Patriarca crime family, particularly at its peak, as Monocchio was working his way up through the ranks of the crime family, really was, as you say, a secondary government in New England, especially in South Coast Massachusetts. Very strong influence with loan sharking, bookmaking, drug trafficking, prostitution, you name it. And yeah, except for parts of Connecticut and Western Massachusetts where the New York crime families had control. You're 100% right, Chris. I mean, it is not just a Rhode Island or even Boston centric crime family. It was almost all of New England.
Tim, you do a lot on Massachusetts, and that the third episode has a lot on Massachusetts.
Yeah, it does. I mean, we talk a lot about Kevin Hanrahan, but of course, who was a hitman for the Patriarca crime family, who met his own violent demise on Federal Hill in the early 1990s. But Francis Cadillac Frank Salemi, born and raised in Sharon, Massachusetts, and he took over as crime boss right before Louis did. And then, you know, Cadillac Frank got jammed up in his own federal case at that time. So episode 3 is very as you point out, is very Massachusetts centric, and it really profiles a very violent time for the crime family, because after the death of Raymond Ellis Patriarca, there was a lot of people grabbing or attempting to grab power within the crime family, and a lot of that was happening up in the, you know, the factions in the Massachusetts area.
Tim, so just to help people out, how's the only way they can see this? It's free, but explain to people what they got to do.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. It is, you know, however people watch Netflix or HBO Max or Disney Plus, whatever streaming services, go to that device and just search WPRI and look for the 12 Plus app. It is on Roku, Amazon Fire, newer model Samsung TVs, as well as the Apple TV device that you plug in into your TV, and it's expanding on other devices as well. And as you say, it's free. You don't have to sign up for anything. I also, Chris, you, just where we began our conversation, heard from a lot of people that had downloaded the app to watch the Last Dawn of Providence docuseries and then streamed live our coverage of the Brown University shooting. So that app also allows you to watch Channel 12's programming streaming for free.
Yes.
You know, as a lot of people are looking to cut their cord, I did many years ago, and I have an antenna in my house, call me old school, but this is another way for you to get our content and watch our newscasts and our other programming as well.
I use it, Tim. It's fantastic. It really is. The app's
That's
great.
That's awesome.
Tim, listen, you guys did a fantastic job during that shooting. Really, the coverage, the entire team at Channel 12, just a great job, and you in particular, my friend.
Thanks, Chris. I think the main thing in breaking news events like that, you know, I've covered a lot of breaking news events. I covered 9/11 when I was working at WBZ-TV in Boston, is just to, you know, that sounds simple, but is to get accurate information out to people in a time of public safety, not speculate,
yep.
Just report what we know and express what we don't know as well. And there's a lot of misinformation out there, Chris. So it's unlike 9/11, covering this was, it felt very different because we almost felt like we were combating information that people are just throwing out there that just wasn't good information. So that was an extra layer to a big news event.
Yeah, me too, my friend. I know exactly what you're talking about. There's like a hidden unknown current under this story. But Tim, listen, have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you next year.
Chris, Merry Christmas. Thanks again.
Bye, my friend. That's Tim White from Channel 12. And basically, I don't want to get into it with him because he doesn't want to be anywhere near it. But basically, there was a Brown University student who was being named. His picture was all over the place. Falsely accused of being the shooter. It came to me as well, as I know it came to Tim, came to many of you. It was all over the place. People need editors. They don't realize it, but they need editors. I don't know this guy, the Brown University student, but, I mean, could happen to any one of us if we're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Guy's totally innocent. Totally innocent. And his name was being shown all over the place as the shooter. It was really, anyway. All right. So, kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to talk about it. I'm happy to hear from you. The mayor of New Bedford will be here at 11 o'clock. As Tim White said, they have made changes at Brown University. They brought in Hugh Clements. Many of us know that name because we watch Channel 12 and we're in the Providence news market. He was the chief of police down there, and squared away guy. He's taken over. When you hear about, and there's going to be congressional hearings on what happened at Brown University. I mean, the janitor was warning people, but nobody wanted to listen to the janitor. You should always listen to the janitor. Always listen to the janitor. Those guys know what's going on. You know where I learned that from? My father. My father always had a good relationship with his custodians and his janitors in all the school buildings he was in charge of. Because those guys knew not only what was wrong with the building and what the building needed, but they also picked up all the other stuff going on in the building. So always, I learned that from my dad. Always pay attention to the janitors. And that's in the courthouse. It's really anywhere. Always pay attention to what the custodians, the janitors, the maintenance staff has to say. They'll keep you out of trouble. All right. So, kind of open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. We had a lot of calls on hold in the last hour, right before Megan Lapp called in. I think a lot of people want to talk about President Shane Burgos' disastrous performance on Tim's show yesterday. I think it was a major act of cruelty electing that guy to the city council. And then electing him to be council president. I mean, just a major act of vandalism to the city. And then, of course, if you want to talk about Megan Lapp and what is now being called the 8-track of energy, offshore wind. It's the 8-track of energy. Offshore wind. It's going to turn out to be the 8-track. Remember 8-tracks? Aaron Burke's the only person in my audience that still has 8-tracks. I know we've cleaned guns listening to Fogg had 8-tracks when he had his house in Rochester. Well, he's got a house in Rochester now, but it's his other house in Rochester. Stick around, then we'll be right back. Listen, if you got a cracked windshield, get it fixed. It's very easy. All you got to do is pick up the phone. Call Mid-City Scrap and ask them, what's the phone number for Citywide Glass? Citywide Glass, right? Citywide Glass is located in Dartmouth and Fall River. They also have a website, citywideglass.net. All you got to do is make a phone call. They'll send their mobile team out to your home or your work parking lot and fix your windshield. Then they will bill your insurance company, so it won't cost you a penny out of your pocket. Citywide Glass, located in Dartmouth and Fall River. They're just a phone call away, or you can go online and book them there, citywideglass.net. They'll come out and fix your windshield with their mobile tech team. They'll come to you. You don't have to come to them. Citywide Glass. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Back to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now on WBSM. Call 508-996-0500.
But the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Welcome back to the program. It's not snowing yet, but it's supposed to be. And this weather reminds me, you got to winterize your car. Bring it to Mack Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the great city of New Bedford. This family-owned business repairs all makes and models of automobiles, just like that one you're driving right now. They love to fix that car and winterize it. Bring it to Mack Auto Sales. Call and make an appointment today, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays. 9 to 5. You have a foreign car, that's great. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. Mack Auto Sales. Mention WBSM, they'll give you a break on the bill as well. And that's what a family-owned business like Mack Auto Sales will do for you. Like I said, we'll have the mayor here at 11 o'clock. Guys, yesterday I had in, by the way, it's open phones. If you want to call, say something, I'm happy to hear about it. I had Mass Fiscal Alliance call into the program yesterday, talk about their work up there. And guys, we're talking about offshore energy, offshore wind, and how we got to these really high electric bills, right? So, you heard Megan Lapp talking about, and you heard Bernie Giroux after that, talking about how they didn't really do a lot of the processes that you have to normally do to get government approval, to get government permits. They didn't. Why is that? Well, that's because the energy companies hired lobbyists. former legislators, future legislators, lobbyists who understood government process and how to circumvent it. All of the things that history has taught us we need in place. Things like bonds. As many of you know, I was a selectman out in Freetown, God's country. But many of you listen to me right now are developers, have served on planning boards, boards of appeals, been an elected official. You know what I'm talking about. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to put a road in over here and we'll just do it. No, the town needs to know you're going to be able to complete it. And if you can't, they're going to make you put up a bond. They'll call the bond and they'll complete it. I know in my audience, we have people in the bond business. That's the kind of people that listen to the program. Who put up the bonds. They sell you the bond if you're a construction company. Going to put up a big building? What happens if you don't do it? You can't have a big building uncompleted. The schools that you're building in the towns and in the city of New Bedford, the contractors have to put up bonds. Why have we learned that? Why do we do that? Well, because through history, we've learned sometimes people don't complete work. And you're stuck. My point being is how did the, quote, green energy companies get around all this? They hired lobbyists, former legislators, current legislators, to lobby to get the tax credits, which are just cash. You know what a tax credit is, right? We throw it around all the time, but I bet a lot of you don't realize this, and that's all right. That's why you listen to me. A tax credit is a gift from the government, literally a gift from the government, that is worth money against a tax obligation. So, you say, I want to build a wind farm, as an example, and the state government gives you a tax credit, $20 million. You then take that certificate worth $20 million against the treasury of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, and you sell it. So if it's worth $20 million, maybe you sell it for $15 million in cash to a large company or individual that owes at least $20 million in taxes, or knows they're going to owe them, to the Commonwealth. So, they buy your tax credit worth $20 million for $15 million. They then turn it in to pay their taxes. So, they got a $5 million break on their taxes. These are round numbers, and they're examples. We do this for green energy. We do it for the film industry. We do it for historic buildings. Happens all the time. There's a big industry out there that sells government-issued tax credits, converts a gift from an elected official, the government, into real cash. It's a whole industry. Whole entire industry. It's how they were going to fund the Oceanarium, as an example. All right. So that is what's going on. And there are lobbyists, green energy lobbyists. I'll give you an example. Mark Sylvia, state representative from Fairhaven, Mattapoisett, Marion, Rochester, is a green energy lobbyist. That's what he did. He worked for Deval Patrick in the executive branch as like an undersecretary, a deputy secretary, somebody's secretary. Mark Sylvia. He then left there. He went into, guess what? The green energy lobbying business. Then he ended up with a part of a green energy, some ownership, equity. Then you elected him state representative. You literally elected a lobbyist. In this case, I didn't vote for him. I do make that mistake sometimes. I do vote for Democrats. And I don't think Mark Sylvia is a bad guy. I think he does a fine job as the moderator for the town of Fairhaven. A fair job and all of that at town meeting. But he's a lobbyist for the green energy. He personally profits from the green energy. All of those crazy bills you're paying, they got that way because of the green energy lobbyists. And we elected one here in Fairhaven. I'm just telling you, that's what's going on out there. All right. Like I said, it's open phones. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Talk about anything you'd like. Let's go back. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas,
your family,
my
and all the listeners.
Thank you. Thank
and
you.
Everyone there at the staff at WBSM.
Thank you.
You're absolutely right. The lobbyists run the state house.
Yeah.
They even write a lot of the bills that the politicians don't read, hundreds of pages, if not thousands, that they just vote on that they've never got the time to read. And as far as I want to touch quickly on Brown, and then we'll go to offshore wind. You know, Brown, $8 billion endowment at Brown. Some say $9 billion. Who knows? Christine Paxton's salary is $3.2 million.
She's the president, right?
The president, yeah, it's incredible. $3.2 million. It costs $120,000 a year to go to Brown. And then I don't know if you remember the student at Brown, Alex Shea, that did the Doge on Brown University.
I don't.
He was on yesterday on the Providence station. I was listening to the kid, smart kid, and he said there's 4,000 administrators at Brown, 6,500 students, and 11,000 students. So you got. Well, you got 4,000 ministries, 6,500 teachers, and 11,000 students. And, you know, they were saying on Providence Station it was going to cost them $100 million just to update, you know, the security system there. Currently, there was reported 1,200 cameras. All of this could have been averted, you know. But 4,000 administrators, that's incredible.
It is.
But as far as offshore wind is concerned, I don't know if you know, but the mayor was on WPRI. Recently, I just tuned in this morning, and there he is, the mayor, talking about he's in opposition to Donald Trump and the federal government cutting back funds. He doesn't agree that this whole thing is a matter of national security, you know, with the radar interfering with radar. He's basically on Maury Healey's side and Dan McKee out of Rhode Island. And that's why we're paying a lot of electric bills and gas bills, because he's all for, you know, European bankers and European investors and businessmen making a lot of money on our dime. What do you think about this, Chris?
Well, look, the mayor has always been a big supporter of offshore wind. That's no secret.
Right. But if you want to, you know, when you go on break, if you want to listen to his comments, it's funny. He says a lot of stuff on Channel 12, WPRI, that he doesn't see on WBSM. You know, maybe it's because he's afraid that, you know, he's not going to get at the voter base. You know what I'm saying? He seems to be more bolder on Channel 12 than on WBSM.
Well, thank you for the call, my friend, as always. well, that's the same media market. So, and the mayor's wise to that. Yeah, I never really find the mayor saying one thing here and something different somewhere else. I don't have that experience. But look, the mayor is a progressive Democrat who believes in climate change. He's told us that, and he's worried about it. And I don't have those same fears. We just have different world views, right? But he's not here to talk to me. I can't vote for the man. He's here to talk to you, who can vote for him. And I assume the mayor's going to take a shot at getting himself reelected. I assume he's going to. Anyway, 508-996-0500. The Secretary of Energy has said it repeatedly, Christopher Wright, an MIT graduate, that offshore wind is the most expensive form of energy. The most expensive form of energy. And we have an affordability problem with our utilities, in part because of the green energy lobbyists hijacked the process to make laws. And that's why our bills are so high, because there's a lot of money being diverted to green energy subsidies. And where are the subsidies coming from? The delivery charge. And why is that? Well, because a lot of green energy lobbyists have control of the legislative process, to include our own Mark Sylvia, a very, very successful lobbyist for the green energy industry. I mean, Mark Sylvia was the guy to hire after he left Deval Patrick as a high-level member of the Department of Energy on the state side. Mark Sylvia was the man to hire if you wanted something done as a green energy company. He was, now this is by reputation, known as like the inside guy up there for the green energy industry. Mark Sylvia, Fairhaven's own Mark Sylvia, extraordinarily successful lobbyist for the green energy industry. That was his reputation on Beacon Hill. If you wanted something slid into a bill, you'd hire Mark Sylvia. Today he's a legislator. But before that, he was a lobbyist. So, Mattapoisett, Marion, Rochester, Fairhaven, even the north end of New Bedford. We've hired him to be our representative. But before that, he was a very successful lobbyist for the green energy company. And then look at those bills you got, right? All right, 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. First, before I get into my subject, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a healthy New Year. I hope everything really works out for you. You're a top-notch guy, in my view.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If someone wants to understand how bonds work, the construction of the new exit ramps up at the top of 140 and 24, that they had to apply the performance bonds in that case because the company that originally started the work of those multiple exit ramps and the new bridges in that intersection of 24 and 140, they went bankrupt, and the state fell back on those bonds, those performance bonds, to complete that project. And so if anyone wants to know how bonds, why bonds are important, mm-hmm. You have a perfect example right here in South Coast in that construction project that has been going on now. It's going to probably go on for another couple of years because they're raising the bridges. They're doing all the bridges over 140 and 24, and they're putting all kinds of new exit ramps in and so forth. But that's being completed because of a bond, basically. So,
no, that's a great point. And the other part about these offshore wind companies is they are siloed. In other words, they have no assets. Most of the assets are offshore, over in Europe, places like that. So if they are asked to do to remove them, there's no assets to put a hold on to pay for the dismantling of those offshore wind. So without the bond, it really was crazy.
Yeah, it is. That is my number, because even if this thing is semi-successful, which I don't believe it will be, let's say in 30 years from now, they got to take them down, or they go derelict, or they become obsolete with new energy online. Who's going to, they're just going to be all derelict out there? They're covered with seagull, you know, crap,
right.
And that's it? Is that our future off the offshore of Nantucket? Is an industrial, a derelict, an abandoned industrial complex? Is that a good idea? Please ask the mayor about this. I know the mayor's all in for this, but he must wake up in the middle of the night and stare at the ceiling and say, good God, what have I done? What I've been a part of, really. He hasn't done it entirely, but what he's been a part of. It's people don't understand how bad this decision really was in the end. So, hey, Chris, with that, Merry Christmas to you.
You too, my friend. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the kind words. What happened to that call? All right. So I got a bunch of people on hold, but I got a couple open lines as well. 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on to the program, and then we'll take a break. But not before I tell you about the great deals at my favorite place to shop for Christmas, Shooting Supply. They have all the deals that you need right in Westport. Save $90 on the new Smith & Wesson, not new, actually, it's the Smith & Wesson 9mm Shield EZ. Now just $399. The new Sig Sauer P365 X Macro is in stock at Shooting Supply. Come see the latest in America's most popular handgun line, Sig Sauer. You got a budget you're on? How about the Taurus G3C with a lifetime warranty? Only $219 after the rebate. Ammunition, 500 rounds of ammunition. The Winchester service grade 9mm, only $119 for 500 rounds. Gift cards are available for hard-to-buy sportsmen. You don't need a firearms license to get a gift card at Shooting Supply. Shooting Supply, located at 848 State Road in Westport, and online at shootingsupply.com. We'll be right back.
This portion of programming on WBSM brought to you by South Coast Health. Advanced medicine, more care. South Coast Now with Chris McCarthy. Weekdays on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. WBSM.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
A little bit of Elvis Presley for you here on the day before Christmas Eve, right? The day before Christmas Eve. Well, listen, even though it's Christmas time, you can still have a plumbing emergency. So make sure you write this down. BassReady.com. BassReady.com. I hope you never have to use it. But if you do, I hope you're prepared, because plumbing emergencies don't wait, and neither should you. Bass Ready Ruta treats every call like it's their own home. It's a family-owned business. Been solving sewer and septic problems since 1974. They've been delivering solutions the right way with honesty and respect. Right? Honesty and respect, that's what you get along with solutions from Bass Ready Ruta. They may not be your first call, but they'll always be your last call. Visit BassReady.com today. All right, we got a bunch of people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. First and foremost, I think this windmill deal is just a big waste of taxpayers' money. And then the damage that it's created, both in the water and as well as in various places, is again adding more money that the taxpayers will be paying. And so that's my feeling about that. But I also want to wish you and those you love a very blessed and peaceful, healthy, and safe Christmas and New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
And I so enjoy listening to your program in the morning. I love the way you have a nice, soft, gentle voice. And I love to hear what your feeling, your thoughts are. And to be honest with you, I totally agree with you. So anyways, so you take care.
Thank you.
All right. Okay.
Have a wonderful Christmas. I really appreciate the kind words. I really do. And I'll recharge when my day's off. Today's my last day for the year. No, it's not for the last year. I'm going to be back Monday, right? It's my last day of the week. It's my last day of the week. I've got a couple of days left the remainder of the year. Remember, I really don't like being away from this microphone. I enjoy doing my job and being here with you. But I'll get a couple of days off. I'll recharge and we'll come back. We'll finish out the year strong. And then we'll start really strong next year, right? We'll start really strong next year. There's a lot going on. We're going to have legislative races. We'll have a governor's race. The other day when I had Sean Oliver, Ward 3 city councilor, in, he recently converted to the Republican Party. Remember, he is very active in Jesse St. Gelais's campaign for state representative. And he was very active 2 years ago. Well, it'll be 2 years ago next year. Jesse ran as an unenrolled candidate. No party. And I know both Sean and Jesse learned that in politics, you do need a party. And there's only two real political parties. That's the Republicans and the Democrats. And quite frankly, the Democrats right now have been hijacked by really kind of foreign influences, radical people, really radical stuff. So I think the only alternative for most normal people today is the Republican Party. You as a voter can remain unenrolled. And then you decide what party primary you want to vote in, if at all. And then you, in the general election, everybody can vote for whoever they want. But I do think that Sean Oliver and Jesse St. Gelais learned the value of the Republican Party. Much like Leo Choquette learned the value of the Republican Party. And today has switched, went right from a Democrat, active Democrat, to today a Republican. There's a story out today that Leo Choquette, Ward 1 city councilor, has endorsed Mike Keneally for governor. He's endorsed Mike Keneally, who's here, been on the program a number of times, as has Brian Shortsleeve, and we've had Mike Minogue on. Mike Minogue was sitting right here with me, as was Brian Shortsleeves and Mike Keneally. So Leo Choquette has endorsed Mike Keneally for governor in the Republican primary. All right, I see you folks on hold. Let me see. Let me take this call. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good afternoon, Chris McCarthy.
Hank Turgeon, what's happening?
Nice, very nice to hear your aunt call in and say all those nice things about you.
Oh, my aunts have passed away, you mean. What's wrong with
you? You're having all your family and friends call in to try and make you look better. That's not right. No, Chris, you deserve all the praise in the world. And I just wanted to call and say I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And I can't wait to see what this talk show and what our secret lunches have to hold in 2026. I think it's going to be an interesting year, and you're going to try and get more people out of the closet and come over to the Republican Party.
Well, I want people to thanks for the call. And I want people to be comfortable in their own skin, right? If you're in the closet right now, whatever that closet is, I want you to come out. If you're comfortable, come out. Join Hank, Leo Choquette, Sean Oliver, Tom Hodgson and me and in the Republican Party. We'll take a break and then we'll be right back. Stick around. Right, Elvis Presley, it is Christmas time. And this holiday season, it's Shooting Supply is where you want to do your shopping. Shooting Supply has all the deals you need. Save $90 on the Smith & Wesson 9mm Shield EZ, just $399. The new Sig Sauer P365X Macro is in stock at Shooting Supply. Come see the latest in America's most popular handgun line. On budget, the Taurus G3C with a lifetime warranty, just $219 after the rebate. Need ammunition? 500 rounds of Winchester, service grade 9mm, only $119. Gift cards are available for those hard-to-find and hard-to-buy for sportsmen. Find all the best holiday deals at Shooting Supply, 848 State Road in Westport. ShootingSupply.com. We got almost full phone lines. Let's go back. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me again, Chris. I know I couldn't finish what I wanted to say. So I wanted to say to your first guest and your second guest, Tim is like, what he had to say is incredible. And, you know, for New Bedford residents, that's all we have to go on is Channel 12 WPRI, right? It's the closest thing we have to truth. And he's great. He's just great. Obviously, you wouldn't have him on your show if he wasn't a great news reporter.
Yes.
And so to your first guest, which she kept saying radar, what I want people to know is I've been calling in. I've been, maybe not you, but I've been telling everybody for 2 years, it's the Zonar. You do not get a Zonar underneath the water. Radar is radar from the sky to what you have, like, whatever, antenna. But your Zonar is what the military uses in the waters. And I've been saying this and trying my hardest to make everybody wake up to this. The Zonar is your submarines, your nuclear subs. Russia can bring a nuclear sub into our waters if we have these damn windmills, turbines in our waters. It will disrupt the Zonar. We have no way of tracking them. It is unfair for United States, for all of our safety. It is totally unfair. It's just nonsensical to put these things in. And all that wiring, all the wiring.